brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Another important broadcast lined up for you today. Got Connie Fogle, the Canadian Action Party. They've suspended Parliament again. The Queen has suspended the government again through her Director General of her property, of her Commonwealth. So Connie's joining us coming up later. We also have an expert on global piracy coming on the show with the massive increase of piracy in the Caribbean, on both sides of Africa and the Atlantic and into the Pacific there and into the Indian Sea as well. We will be breaking all of that down today. You know, at the start of the show yesterday, we had an exclusive hour-long interview with the former head of ISI and the general who led the attacks for the CIA against the Russians in that 8-year war in Afghanistan, the Afghan-Russian war, General Hamid Ghul, saying that 9/11 is an inside job, Bin Laden tapes are fake, the U.S. government killed Benazir Bhutto, on and on and on and on and on. It was an unbelievable hour-long interview. And if I have time today, coming up in the fourth hour, I'm going to play some of the key clips, some of the most important clips from that interview. But we'll also have open phones later in the show when we discuss that. Obviously, everybody wants me to talk about the governor of Illinois and what's happening with him. And I will do that when we get back after the break. Obama's honeymoon could be tainted by Blagojevich's corruption scandal. That's one of the headlines there. Blagojevich arrested on corruption charges after going up against Bank of America. You know, we mentioned this yesterday, and Kurt Nimmo's done a story about the fact that you had the governor of New York, Spitzer, go up against the big brokerage houses, said they were involved in crime and derivatives and scams. And you notice that the little bit of dirt on him got brought out instantly, that the FBI was surveilling him. Let me give governors a tip. Every governor in the United States is under constant CIA, constant FBI, and also foreign intelligence. The entire British Parliament is under MI6 and MI5 surveillance. That's been admitted. The entire U.S. Congress is under surveillance. And it doesn't matter if you lead a completely spotless life, they can try to dig something up on you. Now, I don't like Blagojevich. He is a vicious anti-gun pimp. He is a gangster, a mobster, a thug, a dirtbag, a big city, Chicago City piece of filth. And that's clear from these tapes. But this is par for the course. That's why the guy's on the telephone, not caring, cussing, sounding like a gangster, saying, I'm going to effing get a lot of money for this. I want bids put in. Let me tell you how Chicago works. To have a major media show on TV or radio there, you have to make payments to government. To have any bar or restaurant, you make payments to the police. It's on record. It's admitted for at least 70 years. It is the whole state is being run by corrupt mob bosses. Now, the Illinois folks are great people, but all that New York corruption 150 years ago moved there and literally founded the modern police department. And so I'm not bashing the folks of Illinois. We have about four affiliates up there. I think the reason we've always had affiliates in Illinois and so many listeners in Illinois is they know about government being corrupt. They know the stuff we talk about here is accurate. A lot of other dumbbells around the country are living in la-la land. But regardless of how bad the governor of Illinois is, why are they going after him now? I mean, a governor can engage in any evil they want as long as they're New World Order. Why are they going after him? Well, he had shot his mouth off against Bank of America and other big banks, shutting down factories in the Chicago area and other areas of Illinois.
'Tis the season to be healthy, Will the law be enforced by the UN to enslave the herbalists to come under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Will the public lose their freedom to obtain natural herbs for health and healing? Will this nation bow to such a concept? Choose life. Life Change Tea. Lose weight, detox from chemicals, and enhance your energy. And to give you an extra boost, buy a 4-week supply of Super Tea and get 2 more weeks for free. That's a 6-week supply for the price of a 4-week supply. It's our holiday special, and it's for a limited time. Order now online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Lose those unwanted holiday pounds. And don't forget, if you don't get the tea, it doesn't work.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into the Illinois governor a little bit more and what's clearly happening up there in Illinois. Then we have some other financial news that's very important. Treasury bills trade at negative rates as haven demand surges, but that's clearly long-term not going to be a haven. Deal reached in principle on $15 billion auto bailout. And the word being used is nationalization. Taking over the control of the auto companies and then literally forcing all sorts of new environmental regulations and taxes on the people. When you hear about Obama's New Deal, that means federal jobs. Most of the jobs you will work for a private corporation, so it'll be pure fascism. Private kingpins will get the money, and then they will hire you at a pittance. So that is being rolled out. I want to go more over that today. And also, as you know, about a day and a half ago, they announced that the tortured patsies, they announced Monday evening, that the tortured patsies confessed to 9/11. And meanwhile, Krauthammer and Barnes go on Fox News and call for indefinite detention of anyone the government wants to say is a terrorist. Now, that's what the Military Commissions Act does. It says any U.S. citizen, any foreigner, anybody in the world can be secretly grabbed by snatch-and-grab black op teams. They grab you out of your house, A van pulls up. They put a hood over your head, throw you in, you know, taser you, throw you in a car, cattle prod you, throw you in a car. You're never seen again. And it clearly states that any designate of the Secretary of Defense or the President, any of their officers, can declare you an enemy combatant, and that there is then no due process. England first came out and got a 10-day rule, then a 30-day rule. Now they're up to 40-something days where they can secretly grab you. They're now grabbing the head of the Immigration Department under this a week ago, saying that he had leaked information about the government, but he is the government. They said, well, it was national security that the government had secretly legalized hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. His concern was they hired 5,000 illegal aliens for high security jobs in secret installations. Well, of course, they've got to have foreigners come into England, the United States, and everywhere else and oppress the people. That's a classical form of tyranny. The Secretary of Defense, Gates, came out last weekend and said, we're hiring more foreigners for the military, including in high security jobs. That's what they're doing. And you know, they can spin it and say, well, for linguists and for interpreters and translators, but that's a cover for ground troops. And the biggest U.S. Army recruiting stations are now in Manila, Philippines, and Mexico City, not in the United States. So they've set up huge recruiting centers in the former Eastern Bloc, in places like Poland and the Czech Republic and Ukraine. Our military is converting to mercenary forces and foreigners. So we will go over Krauthammer and others. Also, a report out of Bloomberg, regional Fed chiefs say elite insiders have usurped authority. Federal Reserve regional bank presidents describe invocation of war powers by Board of Governors in Washington. So there you have it again. 7.5 weeks ago, on October 3rd, when the Congress had refused to pass the banker martial law takeover bill, they were threatened with physical martial law, according to Senator Inhofe and two separate congressmen. We interviewed two of the congressmen here and played the clip of Inhofe on Oklahoma News Radio talking about it, the senator. Physical martial law was threatened. Physical martial law. Now Bloomberg is reporting war powers were invoked. That is martial law under the 1933 War Powers. So it is now being invoked. It has been invoked. It is totally illegitimate. You know, Hitler could declare himself a dictator. It was illegitimate, but he had force de jure, force majeure, the most powerful force. They have guns backing up what they are saying and what they are doing. And it takes the people standing up in a unified front and saying, this is illegitimate, this is fraudulent. It takes government unions, it takes citizens, it takes organizations, it takes pastors, it takes people standing up and saying, no, that's why covertly, in the past several administrations, they have gone out and recruited pastors and prominent people and thousands of top CEOs for InfraGuard and the FBI. Remember, that came out in mainstream news about 10 months ago. They were being prepared, and the CEOs were giving press interviews saying, yes, under martial law, I'm allowed to shoot people. And my deputies are now secret FBI agents, and we're allowed to shoot people and kill people. There's this giant secret army that's no longer secret, because as they prepare to use them, they have to unveil it in front of everyone. So, what was it, 20-plus thousand? We need to do a new report on this, breaking it all down. 20-plus thousand InfraGuard CEOs and executives are secretly deputized FBI auxiliary under Homeland Security, preparing for martial law and to, quote, shoot people, to kill. We have 26,000 preachers secretly trained, now publicly admitted, to train their flocks to go to FEMA camps, turn their guns in, take forced inoculations. We have the threat integration fusion centers built in the late 90s under the government hoax, where they hoaxed everybody, you know, the Navy, the Pentagon, saying that everything would shut down. They used that to integrate new federal computer systems, put in emergency bunkers in places like Building 7 in New York. They have one right here in Austin, Texas. Those are really federalization centers. They're moving the National Guard, now federalized under NORTHCOM, under these threat integration centers or fusion centers, emergency management centers. Those are the three names they go under. So this is very real. This is happening. The economy is being imploded by design right now. The economy has had all its liquidity and currency and credit cut off, while the banks, the private intergroup of banks, overcapitalize themselves to be able to buy up the depressed assets. So that is what is currently happening right now on that front. That's some of the other news that is coming up. Meanwhile, in places like Iceland, in places like Argentina, in places like Greece, the public is rioting en masse, taking over police stations, taking over the government capital, taking over the private, same central banks controlling them that control us. The Athens airport is shut down. They are now into the sixth day, going into the sixth day of the establishment losing total control, with the police, in many cases now standing down or joining the rioters. You're going to see more and more of this, as the Army report said this year, as the British Ministry of Report said last year, as they implode the economy, as they bring us to our knees to try to socialize us and get us under their control. Again, it's fascist on the profit. They privatize profit and they make loss public. You understand how that works. Greek fighting, the Eurozone's weakest link starts to crack. And this is a article here in the London Telegraph by Ambrose Evans Pritchard. And he goes on to say, because of the European Union's tyranny, and because it's anti-democratic, he says all over Europe, the people are going to rebel and basically rightfully rebel. And he goes through all of this in detail. He says, without wanting to rehearse all the pros and cons of Euro membership yet again or debate the EMU is an optional currency area, there's obviously a problem for countries like Greece that were let into the MEU, the EMU, for political reasons before the countries had been reformed to cope with the Euros and the rigors of Euro life over the long term. And there's an area in here where he talks about, that said, the riots are roughly what Euroskeptics expected to see at some point at the periphery of the Eurozone as the slow burn effects, excuse the pun, of Europe's monetary union begin to corrode the democratic legitimacy of governments. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Protesters clashed with police during Athens rally. Riot police clashed with demonstrators outside Parliament Wednesday as the general strike paralyzed Greece, shutting down schools, hospitals, and international flights, and raising pressure on the fragile government reeling from days of riots. The lawyers for the two officers accused in the fatal shooting of a teenager that set off the unrest said ballistics show the 15-year-old was killed by a ricochet and not shot at directly, though witnesses said the police has gunned him down. One officer has been charged with murder and the other as an accomplice. But see, they didn't do that at first, so the people went crazy. And that's what's going to happen here. So that's some of the news there. Speaking of psychology and people not being able to deal with reality, I don't know if this is a person who is just very stupid, but the way they wrote their little piece doesn't look like they're stupid, or whether these people are operatives. We know there are hundreds of thousands of paid disinformation people on message boards, on the comment sections of YouTube, going on InfoWars. I will see the same person, the same handle on InfoWars, posting every 5 minutes for 8 and 10 hour shifts, saying the same thing in every article, saying I'm a liar, saying I'm a Fed, saying I'm getting rich, saying it isn't true, saying it isn't real, saying we're lying, saying we're spinning. And we see these people doing this. They'll even start fights with each other, but we can check the IP address to start diversions and distractions. When we come back, I want to go over, yes, they are denying that the Financial Times of London did a story called "And Now for a World Government." They are denying it.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here and back Sundays with an abbreviated news transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Okay, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I literally see scores of examples every day just on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In the article comment areas. I mean, just an orgy of disinformation in there. Paul Watson posted both articles separately. He posted the first few paragraphs and a link to the article that came out 2 days ago, and now for a world government from the Financial Times of London by their international editor, by their international affairs editor. And then he wrote a story about it and did a screenshot at the top of the article of the news story, and then under it put a two-line paragraph link in international internet speak. Everybody knows that's the link to the story. In bold, it says a jaw-dropping editorial written by the Financial Times chief foreign affairs commentator Gideon Reichman, edited, entitled, "And Now for a World Government." And we link to that. Now, what does this person come in here and do? And we found out does this in other posts. What did poster 115 say? Show the article in its entirety or put up a link. Well, we did show a screenshot of the article. We did have a link there as well as post just a link on the main page of the story itself. So show the article in its entirety or put up a link. Well, we did show a screenshot of the article and then put up a link. The people can read it and make up their own minds rather than hearing it from your biased view. So see, rather than address the fact that we did have a link to it, we did have a screenshot of it, it does say that, they will continue denying. This is the policy. Remember, folks, continuing, remember, folks, find the information for yourselves. Don't believe everything you read just because someone posted it on an internet website. Learn to think for yourselves. Remember, responsible journalism shows the references and would supply the article to back up their claims. Season's greetings. So I was reading this, and I looked at the article, and I said, well, there's a screenshot, there's a link. This person isn't stupid. This person wrote this so that weak-minded people reading the comments would think it was a lie. And they have all these paid bloggers with websites and up there saying, I'm a liar. But folks, there is a North American Union. We are going into a world government. Hundreds of mainstream papers, the Wall Street Journal, the Times of London, the Financial Times of London, the French news agency, Der Spiegel, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in the last month have written articles saying there will be a new financial order, a new world order, where the world government will be run by a private group of banks and you will pay carbon taxes to them. But you see, it doesn't matter. The public sees these in mainstream news, but then still hears the media, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and these disinfo people running around saying it doesn't exist, it's not happening. It doesn't matter if I play 20, 30, 40 clips in a row of Gordon Brown and Nicolas Sarkozy and Merkel and everybody calling for a world government, a new world order. Bill Clinton's doing it again. Barack Obama's doing it. He does it on Letterman. He does it everywhere. It doesn't matter. They say we didn't hear it, we didn't see it. Now, that's a military tactic to make you just be confused, to stand down and then look in wonderment instead of ever debating the issue of do we want a world government. As we go into one, we're having a debate about whether it exists. Now, these same individuals, this same group of individuals also go into the stories and say, you know, it broke, 2 days ago or a day and a half ago, Monday evening, that Blagojevich, the Illinois governor, was in deep trouble. And then he got arrested, and within, 30 minutes of that happening, we posted the stories, links to them, up on Infowars.com, PrisonBlog.com. It was on CNN, it was on ABC News, it was on Drudge, it was everywhere. What do these disinfo guys do? They go into the articles, the one that Kurt Nemo wrote, and they say, how dare you, I sent you the tip, and here's the copy of my tip email and my email ticket, where I sent you the article saying where the news was reporting this, and you didn't give me credit. What does that have to do with anything? Number one, I'll guarantee you, Kurt and people got that off the news. People were calling into the show about it. What does it matter? You send us a tip. Hey, look, the governor just got arrested. We write a story about it, and then you go all over the message board going, I've been plagiarized. I've been robbed. I've not been given credit. I'm done with this site. See, that is just done to start infighting, folks. These are tactics being done. What does it have to do with anything? Nothing. So the attacks against us are really intensifying, and they all have the same basic MO. The truth is, we've been incredibly accurate. The truth is, we've done a great job, and everybody's starting to tune in.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits, to survival tools, to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot Bar with your order. Or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925 or online at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying, maybe they've always done before.
The reason we're being attacked all over the internet in a concerted effort is because we are effective, so this is very encouraging. Who's really being attacked is the listeners of this radio show who are activists, who are out there spreading video links, educating people, putting out key information, pointing out hypocrisy, pointing out corruption. I notice that we post stories, links to the Washington Post, links to the very Defense Department directive put out 2 weeks ago by Gates on the 24th of November, where they say they're abolishing the governors under federal control. The governors will just be federal officers at the pleasure of the president. They're going to use troops on the streets for civil insurrection, for crowd control. It's in the Army Times. It's in the Air Force Times. It's in CNN, CBS. And we write articles about it that link to all the stories, giving people the big picture. And they go into the articles and say, this is a lie. There's no documentation. I want to see the links to the document. Look at these liars. There's no links. Knowing that right above it is all the links. Knowing that we told people about this 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. Knowing that millions of people heard me on syndicated radio shows, thousands of interviews I've done, my own show, stations I'm on. reading the news articles we wrote, watching the videos I made in 98, 99, 2000, knowing that people were going, whoa, this guy was really on the ball. This guy was paying attention to what the Pentagon said they were doing. They go into all our stories and say, these guys are lying. There's no concentration camps. There's no FEMA camps. Give me proof. When it's been in the Houston Chronicle and the Associated Press and Newsmax and all over the news, and that they built FEMA camps all over the country for civil insurrection. And they just say, it's not true. And then you follow their handles back. They don't even hide that most of them are in Army. And we've seen cases where they're on their own MySpace or Facebook in uniform with a PSYOP badge, a PSYOP patch on their shoulder. They're proud of themselves. They have such disdain for you that they are saying that there are no FEMA camps, there is no plan for martial law, that none of this is true, there's no North American Union, there's no global government being set up. And they'll even leave their handles many times, and you go to their YouTube channels, you go to their websites, and it will be videos. We pointed this out on air, of contractors sitting on the side of the highway, shooting cars full of Iraqi families and laughing and playing Elvis music. We've linked to those videos. These are sickos. And they post videos about how they want to kill us and how they want us to commit suicide and how they're going to kill us. Everywhere. I know you've seen it when you're out there. I mean, these are sick, 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 sick people. And then after they get everybody hyped up, there's weak-minded, mentally ill people who then join in on it. So that's why I spent a few minutes on that today. Also, I'm going to spend a few more minutes on this. I'm going to get into financial news. I don't have time to police things, but when you hear me endorse a sponsor or a product, it means I believe in it, I'm using it, I think it's a great deal. And Ted tries to police things with the sponsors he takes. I think you've noticed we've gotten better caliber of sponsors. And a lot of the sponsors that the network ends up taking separate from me, you'll hear on mainstream, you know, mainstream radio as well. But I routinely call Ted up and go, look, I did some investigation on this, and Ted will refund their money and say, you're right, we're not going to take that. A lot of times he catches it himself. So we are in this society trying to, if something's even questionable, not deal with it. That said, other networks, other people in the, quote, patriot movement are doing things that I have to morally warn people about. You know, I've been doing this for 13 years, and not just 13 years. I've been working and researching probably 5, 6, 7 hours a day on top of all my broadcasting and other work. I mean, I stay up every night. I get up early every morning. We were eating Mexican food last night, and I was sitting there with a little laptop reading news articles and government documents while the guys at the office I took to eat were working. Well, while they were talking, I was working a little bit. The point is, I'm totally obsessed with learning more and knowing what's going on. And I'm going to have a series of interviews with attorney Larry Beecraft, who's beaten the IRS many times, about patriot mythology. Because I am tired of seeing good, patriotic Americans hurt by disinformation out there. Just like I get upset by CPS kidnapping kids, or I get upset by the IRS taking people's, you know, robbing people blind, or just I get upset about people drinking poison, melamine, GMO foods. I mean, that's what this show is about, is warning people and getting people active to warn others. That's, you know, warn the tribe, warn the species. I mean, birds do it. Crows do it. They see a predator, you know, while a couple of the crows are eating, one is always on watch. I am trying to be a watchman here. I am trying to be as moral as I can. And that said, I don't like fighting with people in our, quote, movement or the old core of the movement. It's now so huge and becoming mainstream that most people won't even know what I'm talking about. But as I and my listeners wake up tens of millions of people every year, we wake people up to the New World Order. Then they go do more research and fall into pitfalls with things that are dangerous. And a few days ago, I explained how the militias set you up. How thousands of people went to prison set up with feds leading militias where they go, we're secret. Let's go hide out. Let's build pipe bombs. Let's talk about attacking the police. Let's sneak around. Let's do all of this. Those are feds, ladies and gentlemen. And so we're all in the militia, and I say create a hunting club, a shooting club, a military history club, a 1776 club. That's why I had the Appleseed project on. We're mainstream. We're out in the open. We're the good guys. We don't sneak around and do things. Then you're safe to go out and be active. And the feds will try to talk macho and go, don't listen to Alex. Let's go do some secret stuff. Well, half the people you're working with are feds, and they're trying to set you up. Same thing there. I'm going to do more shows on that because I have a responsibility to not just sit here and wake everybody up and have my listeners wake everybody up. You're the real power. You're the key to everything. And then just turn people loose without warning them about the pitfalls or about the rocks in the harbor. I'm trying to put some hazard buoys out here for people. Now, I've been through this hundreds of times. Every time I try to personally warn somebody, once they get into patriot straw man arguments and filing bonds or telling the IRS that I owe you no money, give me all my back taxes back, or filing bonds claiming you're taking money out of the private Federal Reserve, you get con artists, scam artists, feds, but mainly con artists in this area, or mentally ill people who are delusional and really believe what they're pushing. And then they get other folks who want to imagine, they always call it a new technology has been developed, and that this is the silver bullet and everything has been answered. And 99% of it is total, absolute bull. Total, absolute, absolute garbage. And it is infecting the common law. Now, just an example of this is last week, the New York Daily News, in 90 minutes, was able to do the entire deed process to falsely stamp that they owned and swear at the courthouse that they owned the Empire State's building worth $2 billion. It was deeded to the New York Daily News. The New York Daily News then wrote an article about it and turned it back over to the rightful owners. The point is, just because you mail something into the IRS and get money back, just because you file a lien on a police officer, just because you file something on a judge, a lien on them, just because something bad happens to them doesn't mean it's legitimate what you did. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get SWAT teamed. You're going to go to jail. And I've seen the smiley-faced, delusional people a million times say that isn't the case, that this technology is different. And they never give specifics. They claim all these cases. They never tell you one they won. It's always the same MO, and I hear it. I heard it here locally the last few weeks, and I just literally cringe. I literally cringe when I'm hearing it because I have seen people go to jail, lose their houses. I've seen these other patriot groups set up trust and then rip people off. And I'm going to do a series for the next few months, every week, I'm going to spend hours on this giving you specifics, and I want all the con artists to know I am coming after you. You see, just because the mainstream media is lying and spinning, just because the government's corrupt and bad, doesn't then suddenly mean the public is perfect. Doesn't suddenly mean that, no. Opportunists come in here and try to do just a lot of bad things. And it's all bull. Now, are there ways, like with George Gordon or Larry Becraft or Tommy Crier or hundreds of other prominent lawyers and Red Beckman and Bill Benson and all of these people, Bob Schultz? This is a political issue. And they are successfully in court, having victories, winning, getting people off over and over again all over the country. They are having successes. But they're doing it within the Constitution, within the Bill of Rights, showing how the government's violating the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and even their own procedures and regs. Another guy that will tell you about this is Ralph Winterroot. I'm going to get him back on. He's tried it all. He's seen what happens. So I'm going to have all the legitimate people on this show who actually can give you cases and success where they've really been able to win rather than delusion. Because, you know, people do all these bonds and revoking Federal Reserve bonds, all this stuff. Most of it's made up. And even when some of it isn't, the government is criminal. It doesn't follow any laws. And so it does what it wants to do. So that's why the main issue is publicly exposing these people in government, these institutions, as engaging in fraud. Like, yes, they make you waive your 10th Amendment under duress when you fill out tax forms. You're incriminating yourself to a criminal group that changes the rules and does retroactive taxes and engages in all forms of tyranny. Family courts. They're totally corrupt. They have brainwashed cops working for them, judges on the payroll. They're making billions of dollars per state stealing children. There's bounties on the children's heads. There's no due process. It's not a real court. It's just a judge acting as a Napoleonic dictator. You politically expose them. You politically discredit them. There isn't any magic filing that works in magic patriot land. There's only true constitutional legal filings that will beat them, or it's best to know their tactics and the first time they visit you, disappear for a few months, move. You know, I know what works. I know what the best course of action is. I know what's moral and upstanding and real. I know what works. I eat, drink, and sleep this, and I've proven we know what we're talking about. And I've seen people bushwhacked by all this. You take Wesley Snipes getting bad advice. And then he finally got a real legal team and so got off on the major charges but got convicted on smaller ones. I'm telling you, folks, you know, if you're not going to pay income taxes and they are fraudulent, it does go to the private Federal Reserve, it is a scam. It is. We didn't have it until 1913. It should be abolished. That should be a political move. But they're going to try to replace it with an actual sales tax, even worse. So be aware of that. But it is a political issue. Now, if you're going to try to live humbly and live on a family member's ranch or farm that does pay taxes and property taxes, and you want to just work at the local dry cleaner, the local hamburger place, and you want to live simply and not pay the devil the income tax, that's fine and dandy. They're just bringing in a world ID and world cashless society to try to block that. And I commend people that do that. But that is the only way to stay out of their crosshairs. The only way to beat them. And it's still not foolproof. Okay? You know, I get up here and explain the system's corrupt and a fraud. And people go, oh, you coward. You should just not pay income taxes. Well, see, my mission is about exposing them. My mission is about following all the little rules so that if they do go after me, it's total open tyranny. You know, I watch all these people advise everybody not to pay income taxes, and I watch people go to prison, like Mr. Sim Cannon of Aero Custom Plastics, who just didn't make his employees file. He said, that's your issue. I'm paying you. If you want to do that, that's fine. I'm not an indentured servant. I don't have to collect money. And I totally agree with him. But he still went to prison because these are criminals. And they want you to fall into the trap. They want to shut down big guys. I can't have 15 or 20 employees. I'm planning to expand. I can't have a big office and a TV studio and operate and keep the fight up if I don't pay the taxes to the private Federal Reserve. I can't build this platform. I can't effectively fight them if I choose the one fight of not paying the fraudulent taxes, because then that'll be my whole world. You understand how that works? You have to choose your battles. So if you want to choose that battle, I commend you and salute you. But just don't fall into all the patriot mythology. You just file this piece of paper telling them you're a sovereign, and you send in the bond and tell them give you back the money. And then now they're destroying common law, because under common law you have this incredible power to declare yourself and to go make filings, and that was honored. But with that power, you can steal the Empire State Building. With that power, you can wreck a cop's life, and he may even deserve it. But the point is, it was fraudulent what you did, and then that lets the system demonize the common law and start removing it and replacing it with pure administrative. So the patriots are out there polluting the common law, misusing it, and destroying it. And I declare war on you fakes and frauds. We'll be right back. Watching in a trance, the crew's to attend, nothing left a chance. Always working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Takes Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of photo blocker. Go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com, or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. 9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you take nutritional supplements but don't notice any benefits? The problem is today's supplements contain things like DL-alpha tocopherol, a synthetic form of vitamin E derived from petroleum, or ferrous fumarate, an inorganic form of iron that can actually damage your body. Most of today's vitamin and mineral supplements are actually stressing your liver and kidneys. Find out what nutritionist Stephen Huer has learned from 30 years of extensive research. Learn which supplements work and which supplements harm your body and waste your money. So if you suffer from addictions, low energy, depression, low libido, poor sleep, digestive problems, allergies, slow healing, cancer, or just feel lousy, he can help. Call today for a free nutritional consultation at 888-988-3325. He's gathered the best of the best in a powerful five-step program. Get the real answers to your health questions. Call 888-988-3325 or visit LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com. That's LearnTheSecretsToYouth.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got Connie Fogel, the Canadian Action Party, on 30 minutes with us coming up. They've suspended Parliament. The Queen of England has again. And Canadians are then in denial about that. It's in Reuters. It's in Bloomberg. The Queen's governor, the real head of Canada, did this. So that's coming up. I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up right now to talk about something sensible, something good. He bought gold when it was $740 an ounce. It is now over $800 and surging today. We've told you this is a buying opportunity. Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis and Midas Resources, all there in the same building, has a whole group of gold coins at deals you're not going to find anywhere else. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have a limited amount that have been sold out for 6 months of the Buffaloes. But first come, first serve on those. They have plenty of the British Sovereigns, the Franks, and even some American Eagles at the price they were a week ago when Ted bought them when it was $740. It is now over $800 and climbing. So with the economy in free fall, things imploding, the dollar in trouble, world currencies in trouble, major remonetization. They're talking about devaluing global currencies coming up in January and February. Now is the time, with all that is happening, to convert some of your Federal Reserve notes or stocks into physically held gold and silver. Ted Anderson, tell us today's offer.
Yeah, let me just go over real quick. We do have the British Sovereign. They were bought back when gold was at $740. Currently, right now, the British Sovereign is at $242. We do have francs at the price of $195. I also have a very limited supply of the Buffalo coin. They're at $1,036. Very popular coin, but you can't get them. I have some of the $5 modern still available. Just found out I was sold out on the 10 Indians and 10 Liberties. That kind of bummed me out. But we do have a good supply of those coins available. And it just came to no surprise to me, Alex, that when they came up with this $15 billion bailout, that gold prices would be going up again. And here we are sitting here over $800 gold. Currently right now gold at $812.40, seeing a high today already of $813.70. So we're seeing it happen again. Plus the dollar's falling right now and gold is going up. That's the way it should naturally occur. But with the manipulation that's been going on for the last month, the dollar going up, gold would go up.
Well, let's be clear. Gold is a hedge against inflation, a hedge against depression. You know, your golden parachute and silver, it's great. But there is the speculative nature that it could massively explode, and many top pundits are saying 2,000 is easily approachable. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying it's going to hold or go up moderately. That is pretty much a sure bet. Regardless, I believe in this. This is what I'm doing. These are insanely good prices. And again, Ted has a limited supply of the coveted, at a great price, Buffaloes. So first come, first serve on those. But how long can you hold this deal on the Sovereigns, the Franks, and the others?
Well, I certainly can hold it through the evening tonight, and we'll just see what the market will bear tomorrow. But, yeah, indeed, gold is going up, and my prices will go up, too. I'll have to pay more.
800-686-2237. Here's the number again, folks. Write it down. 800-686-2237. And if you're listening to this on the AM and FM later in the day or the evening, or you're listening on the Internet in the evening or the podcast, call. This deal is good through midnight Central Time, the 10th of December 2008. 800-686-2237. That's the number. The brokers are there to answer your questions. Take your order. 800-686-2237. Ted, I want to hold you over for another 5 minutes before we get Connie Fogel on. I want to get into Treasury bills trade at negative rate as haven demand surges. This is the first time ever that Treasuries have been at under. I mean, you're actually paying a premium to get Treasuries, no yield. That's how serious the markets are in. I mean, that's a very bad shape, Ted. So I want to get your take as a 30-year broker on that. Hundreds of newspapers going belly up right now, or in the process of going belly up. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.